The head coach of the 13th-ranked Vanderbilt Commodores, Coach Kevin Stallings. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Coach, let's talk for a moment about last night. Tennessee learned a little bit about what you guys learned last week going into Rupp Arena. Still Rupp Arena when they got 24,000 people in there, huh?
Their crowd is very imposing, but I think the thing that's been underestimated because of the games that they've lost is that they've got some really, really good players. They've got three McDonald's All-Americans on that team, and that's three more than a lot of people in this league have, and so... To suggest that they're talent depleted in any way would certainly be a mistake, but it's a tough place to play for sure.
And when you bring a new coach in there, I mean, with Billy Golubsky coming in there, it's obviously going to be a certain learning curve for him and for everyone involved in the program, I would think. And they're going to be tough down the stretch, and they're going to be tough in the SEC tournament.
Well, there's no question, and there's always a transition when a new guy comes in and takes over a program, and they seem to be working themselves through that right now, but they've got good players, and they'll continue to win games. They're talented, and they play hard, and I would expect that they'll continue to do well.
Well, you guys got good players too. That's why you're 17-2. But you know, it seems like your team has learned a little something here at the beginning of this SEC schedule. Talk about that a little bit, and about the play of AJ Ogilvy and Shane Foster and the rest of the guys getting into some games, getting behind early against some really good competition, and it being tough sometimes to make that up down the stretch.
Well, I think that in our first three conference games, we didn't do a good job of taking care of the ball. We're a team that has to value the possession of the ball and have to take great care of it, because when we do take care of it, we're pretty good offensively. And then the rebounding, we just didn't rebound the ball very well against those three teams. And so those are the two areas that we have to get better at, particularly if we're going to go on the road and win hard road games in this league. But Shane and AJ have led us. They've been extremely good on the offensive end all season long. You know, guys like Jermaine Beal and Ross Neltner and Alex Gordon and others, those guys have really contributed to, how well we've played and our success. So, you know, I think Jermaine Beal, our point guard, has 25 assists and 3 turnovers in 4 league games, which is really unbelievable. So we're getting real good point guard play from he and Keegan Bell. And so hopefully we can take care of our turnovers and get our rebounding a little better and have some success.
Kevin Stallings joining us on the LastMinuteGolfer.com hotline. Vanderbilt at 17-2 heads to Florida to take on the Gators. And that's another situation there with Florida, 16-3. They didn't exactly go stick their head in the sand when everybody left and after winning a couple of national championships. Billy's got that thing going pretty good down there too, doesn't he?
Well, they're extremely talented and they're playing very well together. Billy's an excellent coach, and he's done a great job of setting their team up this year. And so they play to their strengths. They've got an outstanding freshman in Nick Calathes. He's really a terrific player. So we're going to have our hands full. But, yeah, nobody – I talked to Billy the other day. I told him, I said, you don't think anybody feels sorry for you this year or anything, do you? So, but they have had great success, and to no one's surprise, they've got another great team this year.
Let's talk a little bit about you mentioned Alex Gordon and Shane Foster, and, of course, your team's ability to shoot the three has been well-known throughout the season. However, it did go cold a couple of times in some of those losses. Is there anything you can attribute to that, too, when shooters go cold and you got to just encourage them to keep shooting? Or what is it? Is it a defensive thing, or is it just losing your stroke when a guy goes cold all of a sudden?
I think as much as anything else, shooting is a thing that just is going to come and go a little bit. And with great shooters like Shane, it stays more than it goes. But on occasion, it's gonna go. And I think the difficulty for us was in those games when he didn't shoot it well. It was primarily, in my opinion, because we had not established an inside presence, and therefore the defense was able to press up on him on the outside. So that's why we've been as good as we've been this year, is because AJ and Ross and Allen and some other guys have been able to establish inside presence offensively, and that's what's been missing in those games that we've lost.
you know, and obviously you came back and shot 50% against LSU, and that's a good way to get healthy in a hurry. You'll win most games when you shoot 50%, I think.
Well, when we do, we're usually pretty good, and when we shoot the ball well from the perimeter, we're usually pretty good as well. So it was nice to put up 92 after having a couple of subpar games offensively.
Have you had what were the discussions with A.J. Ogilvie in terms of, you know, he still is a freshman. People look at him and they look at, you know, his experience and so on and so forth coming in here. And everybody wanted to, like, put him in the NBA this spring, the way he started off. But, you know, now that he's gotten some SEC games under his belt and seen the way it, maybe it is a little bit in the league and on the road in the league, have you had some opportunities to talk to him about the adjustments that he'll have to make in his game to make sure his consistency is there?
Well, we have a little bit, but at the same time, you know, it's just something that he has to go through. And,
yeah.
And he's a very good player, but as you said, he's a freshman. And yes, he's you know, had a lot of international experience and things like that, but that still doesn't really prepare you for SEC play, and it doesn't prepare you for the crowds and the intensity and the atmosphere and things like that. And so AJ is going through a very natural learning curve, and it is of no surprise to me, and I think he'll come out on the other side of it in good shape. Hopefully that's this weekend, but again, he's a freshman, and he needs to be allowed that time to learn and to mature and to develop, and that's what we're going to give him.
All right, Coach, go get him out there looking for that first SEC road win. We know it's going to come. You guys are as good as anybody in the country when you're shooting it well, and like you say, when you're not turning it over, and we're looking forward to a good Sunday matinee.
Thank you very much.